The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFR in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Loud, obnoxious, screaming PSAs and spacing and placing and sunrising and awesomeness.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
You know I'm proud to be black, y'all, and that's a fact, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus.
So if you have a fever, dry cough,
and shortness of breath,
call your healthcare provider
before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part.
Because we're all
hashtag alone together.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Connelly is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
On your doorstep. He eats little boys. Puppy duck tails and big fat snails. Beware. Take care. Beware.
Thank you.
He made a chump out of you. He made a fool out of you. He made you think you were going somewhere and you end up going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action. It's not so good to refer to what you're going to do as a sit-in. That right there castrates you. Right there it brings you down. What goes with it? What think of the image of someone sitting? An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up.
Just listening to some Sun Ra. Some Sun Ra.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
When the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance, dance.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it always matches a different weekly theme, and it's only broadcast here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in this episode, we're following up a Plastic Sushi Colors theme I did not too long ago with a Tears of the Gods theme color theme that goes even further, especially with our featured artist, Colorbox. They were an English electronic band active between 1982 and 1987, and stylistically, they were all over the place, drawn from reggae and soul, R&B and dub, and electronic. They also made extensive use of audio samples from movies, TV shows. Yeah, and that got them into a lot of trouble. Essentially, they were sued out of existence. Meanwhile, in the audio clips that I'm mixing in to tonight's episode, we heard, and we will be hearing lots more, from the 1960s African-American freedom fighter, Malcolm X, particularly his 1964 speech, "The Ballot or the Bullet." These days, Malcolm X is seen as one of the two great martyrs of the 20th century black freedom struggle, the other being his ostensible rival, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. But in the spring of 1964, when Malcolm X gave his Ballot or the Bullet speech, he was regarded by a majority of white Americans as being a rather menacing character. Malcolm X never directly called for violent revolution, but he warned that African Americans would use any means necessary, especially armed self-defense, once they realized just how pervasive and hopelessly entrenched white racism had become. Malcolm X's views changed over his lifetime, as often happens with thinking humans. Abstracting one very practical thing I think he's right on when he's talking about the economic philosophy of black nationalism is basically don't give your money to people who you don't support. Don't just complain about companies, boycott them. For one thing, I'll never buy a Disney product, and I'll not pay to watch a Disney film or movie because of their shameful actions to extend copyright, as well as so many of their other corporate policies that I do not at all agree with. So, we started off the music in the intro set with Sun Ra's Purple Night Blues. Thanks to Moes and Alana for a nice segue in there. Many years ago, in 2007, when they were Tufts undergrad students who had their show, Space is the Place, right before me, and they were both big Sun Ra fans, naming their show after one of his songs. We've got so much great color-themed music for you coming up in these next 2 hours, as well as some fun and even educational public service messages from the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Backing me up right now is the amazing Bud Powell with Sweet George Brown from the complete Bud Powell on Verve. And thanks to my friend Ed Chianese for turning me on to that whole box set. In the next set, we'll be hearing from Booker T and the MGs, Apollo 440, and Deep Purple, with John Lord's mighty Hammond organ paired with Richie Blackmore's Fender Stratocaster cranked through a Marshall amplifier. In that band, the organ works a bit like the rhythm guitar does in other bands that have two guitars. Plus, we're going to be hearing some excerpts from John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute talking about some concerning incidents that occurred a couple of years ago. And of course, things have gotten even worse since then. But first, let's start off with the Ventures and a song called Yellow Jacket.
Thank you.
supposed to produce. We must know what part politics play in our lives. And until we become politically mature, we will always be misled, led astray, or deceived or maneuvered into supporting someone politically who doesn't have the good of our community in mind. So the political philosophy of black nationalism only means that we will have to carry on a program, a political program of re-education to open our people's eyes, make us become more politically conscious, politically mature. And then we will, whenever we get ready to cast our ballot, that ballot will be cast for a man of the community who has the good of the community at heart. The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we should own and operate and control the economy of our community. You would never, you can't open up a black store in a white community. White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you who don't have sense enough to look out for yourself.
Facing right now as American citizens in the United States is what I would call an extreme rare. We're facing a militarized police state. Unarmed citizens are getting shot. All kinds of dangerous things are happening to citizens. You're having 4-year-old kids now getting arrested in public schools and taken to jail and arrested simply because they're throwing a tantrum at school or under school. More and more, those entrusted with protecting the Constitution, the justices on the Supreme Court, are siding with law enforcement and other government agents against the citizen. Probably one of the most dangerous cases recently decided, among others, is the Hine case, Hine versus North Carolina. In April 2009, a police officer stopped Nicholas Hine's car, allegedly over a faulty brake light, and during the course of the stop and subsequent search, found a small amount of cocaine in the car. In North Carolina, where the traffic stop took place, it's not actually illegal to have only one working brake light. When the legitimacy of the traffic stop was challenged in court and the evidence was attempted to be suppressed, the arresting officer claimed ignorance, and the courts deemed it a reasonable mistake, and the Supreme Court upheld this, saying that ignorance of the law by a policeman, if it's reasonable, they can violate your rights. Now, if you reverse the situation, it's almost automatic. If a citizen is ignorant of the law and breaks the law, they're found guilty on 270 times. There's no exception for the citizen. But now we have an exception for policemen who, if they're ignorant of the law, can go ahead and violate your constitutional rights. And it's okay. It's upheld. This is just one of a number of cases that have caused some great alarm among those who believe in civil liberties and constitutional lawyers out there that are fighting to save our Constitution. For example, "I didn't know it was against the law" was the excuse the police used to justify the repeated tasering of Malaika Brooks. She was 8 months pregnant, and on her way to drop her son off at school, Mrs. Brooks was repeatedly tasered by Seattle police during a routine traffic stop simply because she refused to sign a speeding ticket. The police who tasered the pregnant woman insisted they weren't aware that repeated electroshocks to a pregnant woman qualified as constitutionally excessive in a recent report. The Supreme Court, as you might guess, gave the police to get out of jail. In Maryland versus King, a divided Supreme Court determined the police could forcibly take your DNA, whether or not you've even been convicted of a crime. And in an effort to make life easier for overworked jail officials, the court ruled in Florence versus Burlington that police can subject Americans to virtual strip searches no matter the offense. Then in one of the most egregious cases I've ever read, to be honest with you, and I'm 40 years a civil liberties attorney, in April 1 ruling in Kentucky versus King, the Supreme Court ruled that if a SWAT team arrives at your door It's the wrong door. They don't have a warrant, but they think you might be doing something illegal. They can bash through your door and stop you. Conduct a search of your heart, arrest you, shoot your dog, or whatever, and that's constitutional. Justice Ginsburg, the only dissenter on that case, said it was the end of the Fourth Amendment. What these cases tell us is this. We're no longer protected by the Fourth Amendment. I've studied former regimes, Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union. What we see happening in some countries today that we can call regime, the last institution to fall before the curtain falls and the night falls back by the court. The court started going to the state of the deputy governor. What does this mean to us? Well, what it means is, it's time to wake up. It's time to realize you no longer live in what you might call a country. That if you make the slightest mistake, you can be shot, you can be tased, you can be taken to jail, your rights can be violated, and you have no remedy whatsoever. What can you do? Get active. Get your neighbors together. Get down to your local city council, your local court. Protest, show them that you will not no longer put up with this type of activity. And when your rights are violated, contact groups like the Rutherford Institute, and let's take these things to the court. Maybe sooner or later, we can wake these justices up to the reality that we live in a free land and that our Constitution protects our rights.
You take the blue pill. Story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Touch the taste. sense or smell. I said maybe you can touch the taste by the sense or smell.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
The lusty, decadent delights of Imperial Pompeii.
Notify ground crews.
Fight.
Charlie Delta One, this is Mission Control. Roger, you're 2013. Sorry, you fellows are having a bit of trouble. We are reviewing telemetric information in our mission simulator and will advise.
Our robots are programmed to provide you with an unforgettable vacation.
Here at 7, breakfast at 6:30. Get lunch on your own. Don't look like much here, but we have everything.
Each resort is maintained by reliable computer technology and peopled by lifelike robot men and women.
Time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through. Tree leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palette. Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and the theme for this episode is Colors. We began with The Ventures and Yellow Jacket, and then Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions, with some thoughts from John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute mixed on top of the music. And then we heard from Apollo 440, who do the theme song for this Tears of the Gods show. That was the title track from their Electro Glide in Blue album. And then we heard from our featured artists, the British band Colorbox, with Just Give 'Em Whiskey. From The Best of Colorbox, 1982 to 1987. And we finished things off with Deep Purple and Black Knight. Among other things, I just really love the way there's Ritchie Blackmore's overdriven Strat on one side of the stereo, and then on the other, John Lord's mighty Hammond organ. Backing me up right now is Johnny and the Hurricanes with Red River Rock. Let's start off our next set with another track from our featured artist. Here's Colorbox with Looks Like We're Shy One Horse.
I'm Laylee, and I'm here to apply for the school.
Basically, our school is a school to help young ladies, girls like yourself, and learn more about their sexuality.
Sounds like a very progressive school. I'm eager to learn.
Looks like we've got one.
You brought too many.
We'll be right back.
I have only five words for you.
From my cold, dead hands.
In the past, a member of the NRA, I've had them call me up and say, we need you to renew. And what I say to them is, I would like to help you, but I need to save all of the money that I can and put it into more guns and ammo.
Two men learned their neighbor had just filled a prescription for painkillers and quickly hatched a plan to steal them. Perhaps the men should have thought things through a little more carefully. They were aware that their victim owned a handgun. One of the men waited in the car while his accomplice entered the home and began viciously punching and choking the homeowner. Battered, the homeowner retrieved his handgun and shot the intruder, killing him. The other suspect was nabbed shortly thereafter. The homeowner was treated for injuries.
Get that like a good girl.
What sign are you? Because my mood ring just like totally changed colors.
I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I?
Whites can help us, but they can't join us. There can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves.
You know I'm proud to be black, y'all, and that's a fact, y'all. And if you try to take what's mine, I take it back, y'all. It's like that.
I got a message for the world, so listen up, it's brief.